God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Does it make any difference who you're around?
Yes.
Does it make any difference what church you go to?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. What you hear preached?
Uh-huh.
And who you fellowship with, what they believe?
Yes.
It makes a difference. I was able to work in healing school and sometimes see people that were, I mean, doctors told them they should have been dead a week or two ago. And they get in there and you could, man, they look like they might not make it through the service on Monday. But by Friday, they're 80% improved. I mean, it's like a flower opening up in the sun. But then, you know, have the weekend and come back Monday and they look about half dead again. And at first I didn't know what was going on, but then eventually I realized they went back into an environment of complete unbelief. People telling them it might not be God's will to heal them. Well, you just never know. All that kind of thing. And even people, you know, sometimes people mean well, but just full of unbelief. Ask you 45 times in the morning, how do you feel? Come on now, tell me, how do you really feel? Come on now, don't tell me that faith stuff. Tell me how you feel. Or somebody telling you about their aches and pains. Hours at a time and yeah, you know, so-and-so had that and they died. Yeah, they say ain't no cure for that. Once you get to that level, that's it. And crying.
I just hate to see you like this. It hurts me so bad to see you like this.
You look like you don't feel good. You don't feel good. You just look like you're so weak you can't hardly put one foot in front of the other. You feel bad, don't you? Don't you? You feel bad. I can tell. You're pale. Your color's not right. Friend, that alone would do you in. You listen to that. You talk that night and day. You'll die.
Amen.
Did you hear me? No, you need somebody to look at you and tell that you're in a bad way and go, we're healed, ain't we?
Amen.
Yeah, bless God. We're healed. We're going to live and not die.
Amen.
Declare the works of God.
Yes.
That cancer's dead.
Yes.
We cursed it. It's dead. It can't grow in this body.
Amen.
Glory to God.
We're getting better.
Yes.
Every minute.
Amen.
Getting better. Healing power is working. That's the kind of talk you got to hear around you. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes you got to leave town.
That's right.
Jesus did. Sometimes you got to get out of town.
Yep, yep, yep.
To get away from it.
Yes.
Got to get away from your kin folks. They love you, but they're confused.
Yeah.
They love you, but they're just full of unbelief. And you got enough of a thing dealing with your symptoms and overcoming your feelings without having to deal with all their unbelief and fear too. There are times when you don't need it. You cannot afford to have to deal with all their junk too. Because it's taking everything you got to deal with your own thoughts and feelings. It's at times like that you need support. Somebody's going to talk faith and living. Amen. And healing to you only. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You see why he got him out of town?
Yeah.
That's also why later he told him, he said, don't tell it to anybody in the town. You remember that?
Yeah.
Now, some folks say, well, I don't know, gee, I think Jesus was just trying to use reverse psychology on them because he knew they couldn't tell it. See, I mean, they could not tell it. He knew it was so good they'd have to tell it. So he just, you know, kind of told them a lie. You mean he really wanted them to tell it, but he told them not tell it? No. He meant don't tell it. And let me tell you some very strong reason. If there was so much unbelief and so much disrespect for the things of God, he wouldn't even pray for the man in the town. Then if the man goes back in the town and says, hey man, let me tell you what just happened to me. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. What are they going to say? If they're that full of unbelief, if they're that disrespectful of the things of God, what would they have done? They'd have said, I don't believe all that. You never had anything wrong with you to start with. That's just a bunch of hocus pocus, mind game, psychology. He blew something on you, didn't he? He had some kind of ointment, didn't he? He is some kind of a spell. Well, friend, all that kind of stuff is serious business because it's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Oh, he's probably got a devil. That's a work of the devil. Friend, calling a work of God the work of the devil is blaspheming the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, from which there is no forgiveness. I think that's one reason why the Lord told him, don't go back in there and tell it. Why? Because all these folk that mock the work of God, they're going to be held accountable for it. He'd rather they didn't even hear about it, didn't even know about it. Do you see this? Took him out of town. Everybody say, out of town. Sometimes you got to get out of town. Sometimes you got to get out of the house. How many know what I'm talking about now? I'm not just by myself. How many know what I'm talking about? There are times when you go, I got to get out of here. I've heard how do you feel one too many times. If I hear it again, I'm going to blurt out, don't ask me how I feel. Let me tell you what I believe. Amen? Meditate what you believe. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He took him out of town. And he put his fingers in his ears. Everybody put your fingers in your ears. That's what he did to him. And then he spit. Now don't spit. But he spit. I'll illustrate. Did it say he spit? I said, oh, brother, I'm reading the Bible. He spit. He spit. And then he did what? What did he do? Now, there's a reason why I'm doing all this. What did he do? He went, phew. He said, stick your tongue out. Didn't he? Most of the time people got their tongue in their mouth, right? How are you going to get to the tongue? Somebody said, dear, are you, yo, that can't be God. It was God. Poking your ears and your finger in people's ears and spitting on the tongue, your hand putting on the tongue, that's unsanitary. Yeah, and you get in your head and you try to figure everything out and you're not going to receive it if it don't match all the things the way you think it ought to be, you won't receive. You got to be willing to obey what he tells you when he says, go dip in the river. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Go fill the water pot up with water. Why? That'll keep you out. Why? Why do that? Why ask why? Believe.
Yes.
If he said do it, do it. Reached up and put his fingers. Hey, they're out of town, outside the limits now. Put his fingers in his ears. He said, put your tongue out. Slapped that hand on that tongue. Hey, friend, if you ain't ever been able to talk plain all your life, everybody made fun of you because you stammering. Are you kidding me? He wouldn't have cared how much spit you put on that tongue. if it's going to fix it. And immediately, everybody say immediately. Oh, now close your eyes. Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? He pulls his fingers out of this guy's ears and he's put that hand on that tongue and that guy says, I hear it. I hear it. I hear it. He's pronouncing his T's and his S's and his I's. Speaks plainly. Just that quick. Everybody say just that quick. Just that quick. Just that quick. Hearing. Hear the birds singing. Hear somebody stepped on a twig. Hear some children laugh around the corner over there. I imagine Jesus is smiling, looking at him too. Wonder what one of the first things he said with his plain speaking now. Wonder what he said. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I believe these things happen still. I believe they still happen today. Amen. I believe God can still use the touch. Do you? Of the human hand. He can use any kind of thing he wants to. I mean, but he used mud. He used spit. He used hands. He used the spoken word. But it's about releasing your faith. Can you say amen? Straightway his ears were open. String of his tongue was loosed. He spoke plain. He began to talk plainly. Jesus charged them they should tell no man, but the more he charged them so much, the more a great deal they published it. Shouldn't have. They did. And they were beyond measure astonished. One translation says the people were absolutely amazed. And they said, he has done all things well. That word means finely, beautifully, excellently. One translation says how perfectly he has done everything. Taylor said, everything he does is wonderful. How many like that? Do you like that? Everything he does is wonderful. 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 He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Do we have any record of him making the hearing deaf? We have any record of him making the speaking dumb? But he makes the what? Makes the deaf hear. He makes the hearing ear. He makes the seeing eye, the scripture said. Amen? He makes the speaking tongue. Said out loud, he does all things well. Everything he does is excellent. All he does is wonderful. How many believe that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Deaf and Dumb Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-822. That's R-822. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.